Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Folks, it is Monday. Glad to be here, literally, because you know what? There's a lot of us who didn't make it through the weekend who live here in the city of Jackson because of those wascally Democrats. They will steal, kill, and, folks, destroy. And if they don't do anything else, they're going to keep their word. In fact, my observation has been the only scriptures that they have held true to is that the poor is going to always be with us, because wherever they is, there's going to be some polls, folks. But anyway, folks, it is Monday. Glad to be here. We got a lot to talk about. Of course, our beloved President Donald J. Trump, the greatest of all times, is being persecuted on the streets of New York, Manhattan, to be more specific, by a DA, Al Bragg. Alvin Bragg, stuntman for the Democrat Party, coon dog extraordinaire on the level of Roland Martin type coon dog. Going after our beloved president with a bogus. You know what? He hasn't even revealed the felony charge that the president is guilty of violating. I don't even know how you get this far to the trial. I mean, how do you defend yourself? So, again, all these extraordinary legal maneuvers they're doing to get the man that they say is so corrupt, but they got the lie, steal, connive, to try to frame this man, it's going to come to naught. The state of New York's two prime witnesses, that would be Stormy Daniels and Mike Cohen, Mike the Rat Cohen, have publicly, and in the case of Mike Cohen, has issued in previous court filings contradictory statements to the charges against Donald J. Trump and Al Bragg, nonetheless, will use them as their star witness. Mike Cohen, president's former attorney and turned snitch, wrote in his own handwriting, longhand with his own signature, on the affidavit saying that Donald J. Trump nor his organization had anything to do with any kind of remuneration, I'm paraphrasing here, of payments to Stormy Daniels. And so they're going to bring him on the stand to testify that, oh, now I'm telling the truth. But, of course, you get a all Democrat jury, of course, you know, these people are not weighted down by ethics or morals, as evidenced by one of our favorite listeners. Here's the thing, John, who travels real light, won't find a moral nowhere near that guy. And so they could very well convict our beloved president, but it will be for naught. They're going to try to jail our president, which is only going to make him stronger. He will win the election from behind the bars of Rikers Island with his security detail. He'll come out of there leading the pack of Democrats. He's going to turn all those Rikers Island Democrats into Trumpsters. He's going to have street creds, come out with a gold grill, get his hair braided or some locks. Donald J. Trump. Magic Don Juan. Boy, you guys, look, it's like stepping on mercury. You cannot disperse this guy. He just gets reconstituted in greatness, greater. And you can't stand it. All you need to do is leave the main alone and work your plan. But your plan is evil, and it's coming to naught. God protects his own, and you can't stand. And speaking of that, where's our boy at? The guy with the turned around collar in the Clippers. Barber Mike. Where's old Barber Mike? The boy has, I ain't heard from him. Is he all right? Of course, he could be down on the beach there. Toes in the sand. Speaking of that, I was down in Alabama. Mobile, I was down your way this weekend. And you know, I was thinking, man, this, I had a good time. And you know what? I got to thinking about it coming back. Wasn't a lot of us's down there. I ain't trying to say that that's the reason why I had a good time, but I just noticed it after the fact. Which was really kind of surprising. This is Alabama. They got Negroes running up and down your doorstep down there. But I don't know. I mean, there was, you know, there was a few, but it wasn't like it was a crowd. It wasn't like it was like, you know, Essence Festival, something like that. But anyway, had a good time. But I do want to send our prayers up there to New York to our friend Donald J. Trump. He's going to be all right, folks. He just got to go through. They don't have anything. The Supreme Court has already ruled on what it appears that Alvin Bragg is trying to do. He's trying to take a misdemeanor and infer and stack inferences and allegations on top of it to create 31 different felonies. Supreme Court has already rejected this type of attempt before. Not by Alvin Bragg, but by another scoundrel not unlike Alvin Bragg. But again, remember what they keep telling you. Oh, who is this guy that the actor that plays Reacher in the, I guess it's a, not Netflix, Peacock or one of these streaming channels. Jack Reacher, is that his name? And I've never watched his movies all the way through. I've caught a couple of them on YouTube in terms of clips. And he's okay. I mean, he just doesn't grab me like Liam Neeson or, you know, some of those other action movies like that. But he's okay. And, I mean, he's no John Wick. I mean, you know, I like John Wick, but only thing about John Wick, damn, I get tired watching. Man, how you have a fight scene last an hour? Come on, dude, work with me here. Hell, I'm tired. And I'm just sitting here watching you fight. You know, in jiu-jitsu, you know, at the end of the class, you know, you do some 3-minute rolls, rounds, 3 to 5 minutes, sometimes the 5, sometimes the 3. Generally, the older guys do the 5 minutes. The 3 minutes is for us rookies, perennial white belts, partial artists, as they call us. So to be fighting somebody for a half hour, man, please. Anybody got no time? Shoot 'em. But anyway. This guy, he dropped salt on President Trump. He's just like the guy who played the sniper in, what was that, a movie in the sniper in Iraq, the one, the guy that got killed on his ranch. He was playing his life story, I think it was, in the military. And turned out he's a big liberal. Screw you. I'm not interested in your crap anymore, dude. Same way with this Reacher. I will never watch his movies now. Not like I was going to watch it anyway. The only streaming service I have is Netflix, and I just don't have time to be subscribing to all this stuff. They got a lot of good stuff out there. I'd like to see some of 50 Cent's BMF movies or documentaries or whatever they are, but I don't have time to be sitting down watching that crap. And, you know, you get to watching those streaming movies, you end up watching the whole series in one sitting, and I don't have time for that. But I do like the narco movies. I like the Latin American narcos and the Russian narco gangster movies and things like that. Those are my favorites. But anyway, I depart. But here's the deal, folks. President Trump is going to be okay. They're going to continue to hurl these things at him. They're going to continue to try to steal and do all these things. But remember, the devil plans, God has planned. He's already laid this out. Trump is going to be okay. He's just got to go through. But again, everything they try to do to keep him from having the money to run for president, they gave it to him anyway with free publicity. making him the underdog. America has always rallied behind the underdog, and blacks are getting behind Donald Trump like crazy. The black man is getting behind Donald Trump. The black woman, there's a few coming over, but for the most part, the black woman is still on that Biden train, and they going down with Biden. Biden is going to be working the door in hell. When you get down there, it's going to be him up there shuffling. Hey, you're over here. You're over there. But the black males, anybody who's got some hustle about them, anybody got some game, donut here, we know that don't include you. But anybody got some hustle and game about them, they rolling with Trump. Trump is about that paper. Now, all those other blacks out there, they want somebody to like them. He doesn't like me. So? I told you the most despicable person I can hear is a person, particularly a man, talking about somebody don't like them. You know he don't like black folks. So? Boy, if y'all don't get over yourselves. Woo! But anyway, folks, I got a clip I'm going to be playing for you later on in the show. This is from a Marine. He's telling you the same thing I've been telling y'all. Matter of fact, I think what we'll do is take this break. I'm going to let him tell it. You know, I've been telling you, didn't I tell you that America has devolved into gangs? That you got your White House gang, you got your U.S. Marshals gang, you got the Supreme Court gang, appellate court gang, district court judges gang, the circuit court judge gang, the sheriff's gang. You got the Bloods, the Crips, the Latin Kings, the Aryan Nation. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, if you ain't clicking up, if you ain't got some killers on your team, baby, I'm telling you now, it's going to go down. All you people out there, all you Jeff Session Christians, all you folks who think that, oh, I love the Lord so much, I wouldn't hurt a flea. Okay, you're going to get ripped off. You're going to get taken out. You're going to get you're going to get served. You're going to get served. But you can always appeal to their better angels. As they're raping you, as they're putting you to the sword, as they're making you walk the plank, because human nature don't change. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play this clip because it may take about the entire next segment. Let's take a break. All right, before we get to our clip here, and he wants this spread far and wide, he says on the YouTube. He wants people to hear this. Before we get to it, I want to remind you the AC doctor will invite you to get in line to get that unit serviced. That's right, folks. You know what? If you actually get your unit serviced, it will last. No question about it. I've had mines, and I have a Lennox, and I've been real pleased. Who put that in there years ago? Was it Comfort Tech? I think it was. I think it may have Comfort Tech. But anyway, if you service the unit, it will last. It will last. So I encourage you to call the AC doctor, 601-706-4551. And while they're servicing your unit, they are on the lookout to make sure your system is performing optimally. And then they'll troubleshoot it to see, okay, what's the hitch in the giddy up here? And then I'll get that resolved. Because when it's running optimally, that means it's balanced. That means you're saving money. And then if you want them, they can go ahead and put the programmable thermostat on there, and that'll save you even more money, so you won't be heating and cooling your home when you're not there. It saves the big bucks. I know in the case of our church, we went from paying for 28, almost 31 days out of a month, about 3 days, when you add it up cumulatively, because, you know, you're only there Sundays, Wednesdays, and then, of course, choir practice and any other things during the week. And if you do it like that, folks, you can save the big bucks. The AC doctor can do it all for you. And they're Central Mississippi's foremost authority on troubleshooting geothermal. So check it out today. They have a geothermal unit there at their office. You can see how it operates and see, hey, if it's right for you. The ACDR.com. All right, this is a clip. This is a former Green Beret advising Americans what I've been telling y'all for the longest. Okay? He calls them tribes. You can call them gangs, but he'll tell you more. Just listen to this former Green Beret advising Americans.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Mike, this is a clickbait. Gang starter kit. I mean every word, every single word. By the end of this episode, I encourage you to be a member of a gang or start your own. And I have a compelling argument. Take the word gang and replace it with community or tribe. but you and your EDC and your couple buddies with ARs and all the capability and all the training, you're not going to get it done. We live in a country where, on average, there are about 2.5 officers per 1,000 people. By time law enforcement officers get to you, it's likely too late. They're collecting the evidence, picking up the pieces. So we talk about it. We educate it on the Philcraft Survival app. We teach it. I just came back from rewilding where we're talking about these things. It's very important to be your own first response, to be self-reliant. It's also important to understand the importance of strength and capability in numbers. Right now, MS-13 exists in 46 states. 30% in recent years, 30%, nearly a third of those arrested from MS-13 came into this country as unaccompanied minors. That's right. And that stat's a year old. Now, with a year, a good fiscal year of degrading the sovereignty, safety, and security of our country, imagine what that number looks like today. 50%? 60%? I wouldn't be surprised. Because it's not only people from Venezuela, Honduras, El Salvador, Brazil, but it's all over the world. And what do you think happens to poor children who come across that aren't being tracked, because we lost track of them? DHS reports losing track of millions of children. What do you think happens to them? Oh, they find an adopted family and they are raised in a good home and they live their best life with all the opportunities afforded. No, they become part of the system, part of a broken system. So you think it's easy to manipulate children? Or, I don't know, if you're smart because you're MS-13, you've been operating for a while, how about we just send our children over that are members of MS-13? How about we take those kids that are already members and send them over and have them find their home? Gang lands rule the world when you have a breakdown of sovereignty, safety, and security in nations. I didn't understand this when I was operating in Iraq and Afghanistan, because I knew there was like sectarian violence, religious groups of people. What are you doing, dude? Let me see. Let go. There you go. Here, you got to fill this up with water. Show, buddy, go show her how to put water. Let me give you an example of what took place in Haiti.
Looking at his key.
Where you had 200 different gangs. 200 different gangs. And a gentleman by the name of Jimmy. Jimmy Barbecue. Yeah, that's his nickname, Barbecue. I think it's really funny. He comes from a line of barbecue and decided to be a gang member. He started the G9 family affiliation, or the G9 gang, which was 9 at the time. Now it's a dozen different gangs started operating together. Like they're like the JSOC of gangs in Haiti. They are responsible for the most chaos, killing up to 1,500 plus people in recent months, and 4,500 to gang violence last year. In fact, there are government organizations that are negotiating with Jimmy Barbecue because he has thousands of gang members that broke out 4,000 criminals, mostly belonging to a gang of some kind, and they're killing each other, and they're killing innocent people. So they're capable because they have a strength in numbers. Now, here's what is interesting. In order to be a gang member or to be in charge of a gang, you got to know what a gang is. Here are the parameters or the characteristics that make up a gang. One, organized structure. Gangs have a task organization and hierarchy in chain of command and chain of custody. It's very simple. If you want to be a member of a gang, you come in at the bottom. And you work your way to the top. Two, criminal activity. In order to be in a gang, you have to be conducting acts of violence, extortion, murder, robbery, and of course, classic drug activity. Three, territorial control. If you're in a gang, you have territory. It's like Monopoly. You want to own Boardwalk, you want to defend it, and you want to sell drugs on it. So if you're in a gang, you're holding real estate. These are defined not by borders or cross intersections, but sometimes imaginary lines drawn in the sand. Gangs will protect their territory at all cost. 4, symbols and signs. If you're in a gang, you have esprit de corps, but you also have near, far recognition signals to understand who's a member of your gang. Hand and arm signal, the gang sign. That's important in a gang because that's how you non-verbally communicate. If you got certain tattoos, if you're wearing certain colors, certain clothing, then you can non-verbally communicate to other members or to the opposing gang. 5, recruitment. If you're in a gang, in order to maintain your numbers, you need retention, but you also need new blood because the new guys come in at the bottom. They're the foot soldiers, and they work their way up. And so there has to be an incentive structure, but you have to constantly recruit to keep your numbers up. Amazing how Biden's administration is facilitating maintaining record-breaking recruitment numbers for gangs. Good job, Biden administration. 6, group identity and culture. Well, if you're not beat in, then there's no incentives. Like, you got to do hard stuff to be part of a gang. You want to know, like, the guys left and right of you, they got beat in just like you. Whoever took the best butt whipping, man, he's got the most clout. So you have to have initiations. You have to have ceremonies. You have to have this line of culture and identity that makes it feel like something you're part of. And last but not least, you need intimidation and violence. Nobody likes a gang full of pussies. You need a gang that's willing to step up and do whatever it takes to get the job done. Intimidation tactics is how you control territories, how you resolve disputes, and how you enforce loyalty amongst members. So, are you a member of a gang? Are you thinking about starting your own? I just gave you the recipe. So I know what you're thinking. Like, Mike, come on. Like, we don't need more gangs. Well, what happens when the sovereignty, safety, and security of a nation degrades? You think you're going to survive? How dare you promote a gang? I'm not promoting a gang. I am promoting you surviving. Because if you're not a member of an organization that has capability, capacity, and strength in numbers, you won't survive. You might think you'll survive. But imagine MS-13 with the thousands of members that exist. When everything degrades and falls apart, they just put their heads together. They just start doing things more organized, on the up and up, more overtly. Who do you think is going to control the intersections? Who do you think is going to give safe passage? Who do you think is going to be conducting acts of violence that are capable of overtaking logistical supplies? You need a group. You need an organization. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, that's what a militia is. Very different. Actually, gangs number in the thousands in this country. Militias, hundreds. So why is it the government goes after militias and they demonize it like domestic terrorism will be stopped? You have the Branch Davidians, and there's so much focus on that, but we're not handing gangs their ass. There's no war on gangs. In fact, the cartel as a business model, the cartel is the Amazon of business in America. And yeah, we got the DOJ's getting it done. No, you're not. You're not at all, because I could report on everything that's happening across this country in every single major city, every single day that is related and tethered to the cartel. But why is that? Well, why is that happening? I don't know. You could speculate. Tell me in the comments and give me some feedback on what you think is going on. When you spend your entire career, your professional career, I mean, if you're a member of MS-13, you certainly have a professional career, although not in a suit and tie, you do things. Every single day. How much experience are you gaining? If I was to ask you how capable you thought the cartel was, well, they're super capable. You should know they have a lot of experience in conflict, in killing, in violence. So, do you have the propensity for violence? When shit hits the fan, are you depending and leaning on first responders to save your ass? Well, if you do, you might want to shift your mindset. Because if the government and the institutions that protect you continue to degrade, You have to be able to take care of your own. Yes, there are few in our society who are capable and who understand what real violence is. Violence in my world doesn't look like chaos. It feels like chaos. But from the inside perspective, it's efficiency.
We're going to take a quick break here. Folks, this is a former Green Beret. It's, folks, what I'm telling you, human nature does not change. This is why I keep harping on those who carry badges for this government. Have you really assessed what they're asking you to do, what they're paying you to do? Do you understand where you're going to be at? It's not just going to be you. It's going to be your family, too. Let's take a break. All right, just a few more minutes. But, folks, want to remind you, our hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. They're still lining up appointments for those who've experienced damage during the recent storms. Give them a call, 601-326-2755. And before we get back to our former Green Beret advising us, folks, human nature does not change. I'm telling you, our country is being broken down from within. Now we find out that China was behind the barge hitting the bridge there in Baltimore. Everybody, look, our leadership, our military, our government, the executive branch has acquiesced to foreign interests. Our country's breaking down. You guys just find it hard because it's going all right now. You listen to the strong man, life is good. Let's go back listening to the Green Beret. I'll send this out to anyone who wants to hear it directly, though, but it's on YouTube. Matter of fact, let's see here. It's called Gang Starter Set, Tribes Will Survive. It's on YouTube. Gang Starter Set, Tribes Will Survive. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
It's proficiency. So you might have an idea or you think you know what violence is, but I want you to remember the most violent professionals in the world are super efficient and can get it done. Now, here's my recommendation to you. Because I'm not really saying start your own gang. I'm saying start your own tribe. The good tribe. Not the bad tribe. Not MS-13. Not Bloods, Crips. But the good tribe. You're so handsome. Let me see. Let me put this
out. He's talking to his son. Who's
oh, my boy. That's a cool backpack, man. Give me five. You want to go to the park with Daddy? We'll go to the park in a little bit, okay? I love you. Love you, baby. Almost done. Almost done. That's a survival kit. You want it? Here, you take it. Don't mess it up. It's a survival kit. You can put it in your backpack, okay? Oh, I was going to give that to you later, but you could take it now. Hey, guys, if you're interested in Montana knives, this is one of my favorite knives. I have all of their knives nearly. If you're interested in Montana knives, you could use MF10 to save 10% on checkout with the link down below. All right, so lastly, I'm not telling you to start a gang. What I'm telling you to do is start your own organization and start grouping and amassing, not a militia, not a gang, but a group of people who are capable and have all the assets to bear. It doesn't follow all the characteristics of militias or gangs, but some. Let me lay out the six characteristics of a good group. First, task org. You're going to have a task organization, not of foot soldiers versus commanders, but you're going to have to line out how you're going to mobilize, how you're going to safely secure your families in the worst case scenario. So you have to have a smart and sound task organization. A lot of what I'm talking about in task organization, we talk about at AmericanContingency.com. American Contingency is not my group. It is a group that I started on an online forum allowing you to accumulate assets in your own backyard. Be sure to check it out at AmericanContingency.com. Offensive and defensive capability. What I mean is you have the offensive capability to go into harm's way and potentially rescue your own, and a defensive capability to secure and sustain your sovereignty and security in your own way. Whether that's a home, a compound, a series of buildings, a city street, you need to go over all the standard operating procedures to be able to do that. Three, self-sustaining and reliant. That doesn't just include growing your own food. It includes everything. That includes logistics, communications, first aid. every single asset that you bring to bear should lend itself in the short term and the long term. We don't know how long this potentially could last, but why would you not have a doctor, a nurse, an EMS professional in your network, in your community, in your tribe? Four, static and mobile defense. What do I mean by that? A lot of what you do logistically involves vehicles, bikes, trucks, planes, etc. You need all those assets internal to your organization. If you have a pilot with a plane, you might want to invite him in the group because you could cross-train him in other things, but having that asset to be able to mobilize, to provide logistical support, but also defend is hugely important. Not only do you need the self-sustaining of those activities, but you actually need the capability. You need the trucks. You need the snowmobiles. You need the motorcycles. And you can't get it done alone as a lone wolf. Number five, a robust communications plan. Guys, you might not have the capability against an armed gang, but if you have communications, a robust combo plan, then you have an advantage. Because the ability to command and coordinate in real time, with all the contingencies, from cell phone to sat phone to ham radio, is going to facilitate you surviving. Gangs who use tattoos and gang signs, you like that gang sign, and to communicate, likely do not have a robust communications plan when infrastructure collapses. Six, last but not least, strength in numbers. You need the strength in numbers. There's a reason the cartel, MS-13, Latin Kings, Bloods and Crips in over 20 states have strength in numbers. Sure, members go to prison all the time, but they have the strength because they're constantly recruiting and doing what gangsters do. How are you going to survive if you don't have the strength in numbers? Your local Rotary Club, YMCA, or church is not the same. You are not capable of surviving unless you have a deliberate plan to survive. When chaos is like a cancer that overwhelms the entire country, who do you think survives? Not the person who has the most hope, who has the will and even motivation, but the person who has the most capability and a tribe that's capable of inflicting violence. That's who's going to survive. That's my case. I'm off to the underground because a lot of the things I talk about today will just get shut down on YouTube. I imagine this video won't do very well in monetization. If you're interested, join me at mypatreon.com/MikeGlover. I'll link it down below. Headed off to the underground to tell you how I really feel.
All right, that's Mike Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R, on YouTube. And you can check him out, get more information on what he's talking about. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. I want to remind you, Cork and Door can add flavor to your home with a brand new garage door. Folks, don't go with the traditional door. There's nothing wrong with traditional if that's what you want. That's vanilla ice cream. Go with the Rocky Roll, baby. That's right. They have it at Cork and Door. Go to corkanddoor.com. Find out the latest and the greatest advancement in garage doors, whether you want to insulate it, all the different things that make your garage more usable year-round. They can give you the inside skinny. Sissy and Chris Kennedy down there, they have 50 years experience. The business has 50 years experience providing people with garage doors here in Central Mississippi. Check them out online, corkrndoor.com. Upgrade your visibility, upgrade the likability of your home, the curb appeal, and the value with a garage door. Get a wood grain door, get a glass door. Folks, there's so many things you can do with garage door you hadn't even thought about. So, take it to that next level. Take it to corkanddoor.com. All right, folks, it is an open forum. I want to thank the Mr. Glover for giving us that information. Folks, I'm telling you, the status quo cannot stand. They're, all around us, our society is collapsing, and you got people just gleeful about their part in it. And what gets me is that the people who are migrating to this country or invading this country, they're coming from places where society has already broken down. They don't want that. And we're living in the lap of luxury, destroying everything that the other folks are coming over here to get, that they can see the value in. That's because we lack gratitude, bro. We're going to pay a price. sitting there enjoying the America this weekend and just looking out over the water and just thinking, man, we've got it good here in this country. And then all these sore heads out there complaining with full bellies. Oh, my goodness. It breaks my heart to see this. And this is why I keep trying to tell the folks who are part of tearing this down, you're not getting away with this. Yes, you got the arm of the government behind you, yada, yada, yada. The government's been taken over by foreign interests. The Chinese seem like they've got Biden on lock. And you who carry the guns for the Biden administration, for this corrupt government, you better pray this thing holds together. Because you're a big dog now. But you're going to have to be in your own tribe and your own gang later on. You guys are spread out. But Americans are everywhere. That's why I say when it hits the fan, Radio Strongman, I'm telling you now, I'm rolling with the Christian Patriots and the Rednecks, the Duck Dynasty crew. I ain't fooling with you folks. No. I done see, look, Jackson Mississippi administration under Chokwe Lumumba showed me. Oh, no. Did you see the picture of Chokwe Lumumba partying this weekend? He had on those Laffy Taffy yellow. He had on a yellow suit, one of those skinny leg suits. Folks, I'm telling you, this Negro act like the Negro who done just, folks, he done hit a lick. You remember in the movie Goodfellas after they robbed the Lufthansa airport heist and they got all that money and everybody buying mink coats and Cadillacs? That's him. That boy up to no good, in my opinion. Look at that picture. He out there partying. I believe the Kappas had something going on. He's a Kappa. And you know what? I believe Chokwe done had, either he's wearing some lifts in his shoes or he done went to Dubai and got some stents in his legs or something. Because that man used to come up under my chin. I'm 5'7", maybe 5'8" on a good day if I'm standing on my tiptoes. He used to come under my chin. He walked past me at the old Cracker Barrel when they had that press conference down there. This guy got to be about 5'9", 5'10" now. But see, the women be going getting on BBLs. He done went and got some stents put in his leg. He walking around like Will Chamberlain now. But I ain't mad at him. I mean, you got money like that. I guess they didn't sell integrity over there where you were buying on stents. But anyway, you got to see this guy. He got on a fly yellow suit. I'm talking about, folk, yellow. Tulip yellow. Then he got a little rose in his hair, a flower. No, he ain't got no flower in his head. But he got on a little skinny jeans. He got on some white, look like Nikes or something. Real fly guy. But I'm telling you, black folks know what I'm talking about. He act like a Negro who done hit a lick. And they just signed that Richards contract. I ain't saying, I'm just saying, you know. He act like a Negro done come into some money. Because the first thing he did when he hit that last lick, he moved over there on the edge of Eastover. Now, this is Mr. Hey, I'm going back to Africa. As soon as he got the money to go to Africa, he took his butt over to Eastover. Ain't this a... I keep telling you, these Negroes full of crap. Boy, don't buy the black crap. It ain't nothing but a hustle. These Negroes ain't serious. That's why I read them to the ground. That's why they can't stand what I'm saying. And I understand, but it ain't going to let up. I ain't going to let up. Because I got something for you. Like I said, May 2nd, I'll be at Forest Hill at 6 p.m. speaking. I'm going to lay out my thoughts about how to move Jackson forward. And I know I'm going to get the usual support. Look, I'm going to tell you now. I ain't even addressing all that black crap. When it comes to the question and answer, bruh, that's for those other candidates. I ain't even trying to answer that. We here to fix stuff. We ain't here to hear you complain and try to act like you some Nelson Mandela. You just like Chokwe and Hondo. Remember when they were running around with the dashikis on? They don't see them in dashikis. Look at that brother now. He used to wear dashikis. Now he's wearing tulip yellow. Negro, please. All right, folks. We are back and it's Monday. Glad to be back here in the studio. You know what? A hotline number is brought to you by our good friends at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors stands at the ready to give you your first, second, or third estimate if you have damage to your home, roofing, siding, gutters, windows. As a result of the inclement weather we've had here recently, they can take care of you. Give them a call, 601-326-2755. Our hotline number is 879-0002. Couple things. We help businesses stay in business, and we partner with the good folks over at Advantage Business Systems. That's right. Since 1976, they've been around helping businesses maintain the equipment that maintains their business. And they have evolved with the business community in all the technology. They started out working on typewriters, fax machines, and word processors, and mimeographs, the whole nine yards, and they kept up. Fax machines are now, and it's voice over IP, it's Zoom calls, it's emails, it's all those different things that make your business operate, and they maintain it. And what they will do is offer you a maintenance contract to keep everything up and running. They can monitor it remotely and send have, if necessary, a tech on site to work the problem on through. So you won't have to spend all day talking with people on 800 numbers trying to coordinate vendor meets, etc. They do all that, and they do it quite well. They've heard every story in the book. As someone who has been at various vendor meets down through the years, it can get testy, and all you want is your equipment up and running, and that's what they do. They do it quite well. Go to absms.com and go to the contact section over there and schedule an appointment for an auditor to come out and take a look at your operation, and they'll tell you, we can maintain all this. And you can say, well, you know, this is what my main thing I got to have up running 24/7 best, if that's all possible. Well, okay, we'll do that. So, again, take as much as you want, get all that you need. ABSMS can do it. But wait, there's more. There's another companion business that we'd like to offer and extend to you business owners to remove the headache. Let's face it. There are things you do well and the things you don't. You know, there is a partners that's a class offered by Redeemer Church. It's offered at Redeemer Church. It's a class for young entrepreneur and business owners, whether you want to open a nonprofit or your own business. And it takes you through a course of all the different areas of the business that you need to have. Basically, when you get done with that manual, you'll have a business plan already put together. For $250, which is pretty much the cost of the materials, they will put you through that program. And one of the aspects of that program is HR. You have a business, you're going to have an HR department, you're going to have somebody working, whether it's just you. They'll show you how to get money out of the business without living out of the cash register, how to do it legally according to the IRS rules and the Department of Labor rules and Department of Treasury rules, etc. So there's a method to the madness, but guess who can handle that aspect of it for you? PeopleLease. PeopleLease, 3 decades plus in the business, handling your back office. That's payroll, vacation time, sick time, compensation, workman's comp, Department of Labor. They handle all that for you. So you can concentrate on what you do best, whatever your business is. If it's barbecue or if it's accounting, they can handle all that regards your employees. So check out PeopleLease.com. PeopleLease.com, for 3 decades, they've been helping businesses stay in business. They got references out the wazoo, as they say, that can tell you what a great job the PeopleLease have done for them, and they can do it for you. PeopleLease.com. The number over there is 601-987-3025. Call them directly or go online, PeopleLease.com. All right, let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, my friend.
Hello, Kim.
Oh,
how
Sylvia.
Are you doing?
All right, what's up?
I just wanted to say I was in Richland today, so I wanted to talk about one of your sponsors. I was in Richland today, this morning, and you know what?
What?
It's Monday. Mm. And you know what? Tom's Fried Pies is closed on Monday. I'm going to have to talk to Tom so he can be open on Monday. I tell you, I'm going through withdrawals. Because every time I do go to Richland, Mississippi, I always want to stop by Tom's Fried Pies. So if I take somebody down there, I definitely want to go by there, pick up my food, and then go on back to driving.
Why don't you start a caravan from Ridgeland, take a caravan down there, have little flags on your car, hit it to Tom's Fried Pies, follow me.
But we've got to get him to open up on Monday, I tell you. But I'll survive. But I still wanted to have some Tom's Fried Pies when I was down there.
Well, life is full of disappointments. This is one of them.
Yes, I know, but I tell you, my taste buds, they didn't want to hear that. You have a good evening. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Mobile Bob. Oh, he's gone? Okay. All right. Here's the deal, folks. One of the things that I do here on the Kim Wade Show, and we do here at WYAB, this information here is going to hold you in good stead going forward. You can go get your ears tickled, go on and listen to Super Take over there and listen to Michael Guest blow smoke at you. Michael Guest, is, I'm telling you, that guy is grimy. He's backing this Pfizer bill where they can spy on the American. We just can't catch a break from these politicians. They're not going to do anything to benefit the American people. They're going to do everything to benefit themselves. I'm convinced this country is gone as it relates to our leadership looking out for the American people. It's every man for himself and God for us all. That's why I played a clip about tribes. You better click up. And as the guy said, you need to be defensive and all. You need to have the capability to be defensive and offensive if necessary. Because these people are playing for keeps. This government, look, our military, under the behest of the commander-in-chief, working with the NGOs in all these countries that are sending these folks over here, they're coordinating. They're using former military bases in South America to coordinate bringing in these Chinese warriors. And everything's going to be fine until it's not. Folks, they're working on something. And just because you can't see the water rising now, it's just like when they have a earthquake and the tsunami warning goes out. Oh, everything looks calm. Everything looks just fine. You got the warning, bro. So I'm just telling you, this is why knowing the history of this country and knowing the heart of the people who built this country and that there's still a remnant left, that's who I'm throwing my lot in with. I'm not throwing it in with these America haters. I don't care what color you are. I am not with you, dog. I am your enemy. You can put me down as that. Because you don't have anything to hold on to. So I said all this to tell you something. We sit here and we look at the city of Jackson. I've been saying this, and this is part of what I plan on doing over the next 12 months. I'm telling you right now, I'm saying this flat-footed, and I'll say it at Forest Hill and anywhere else. It's not going to change. You can stand up all day long and say, hey, he ain't no Democrat, so. He vote Republican, so. He's a Trump supporter. I don't care. It ain't going to move the needle, dog. I know. See, there is a elected official running around here toting a white guy around, telling this white guy, and I'm sure it's just some money that doesn't change. There ain't nothing wrong with it. If that's his hustle, that's his hustle. Good. God bless him. That he can deliver votes to this white guy to be mayor, which is fine. I don't care. But I want you to know something. This white guy ain't got nothing. He got as much to offer the city of Jackson as Chokwe. And it's not because he's white that he doesn't have anything. It's because he's perpetuating the same old hustle. You just got blacks on one side, whites on the other, as long as they can continue taking the money from the taxpayers. And don't get me wrong. Look, I don't care who runs. It doesn't make do what you do, dog. I'm there to offer some ideals that are going to be financially viable for creating the money, the wealth that the city needs to do the things that needs to be done. Right now, you just got folks running. So whatever the income stream of Jackson is, they just want it. They want to get theirs off the top. That's why you saw the mayor in that yellow suit. He done hit a lick. He's papered up now. His pocket's on swole. I ain't coming in. I ain't trying to say, oh, man, I'm high-hatting and I'm all this. No, bro, I'm just not going to steal, dog. That ain't the way I roll. I pay the price for whatever it is I do. If I got to eat beanie weenies and pick up cans on the side of the road to eat, that's what I'll do. I ain't too proud. I ain't too proud to clean floors and wash clean toilets. It don't bother me. Because people who I love and who have loved me did the same. So I could sit here behind this microphone. But you got some folks now, and they too good for anything. And you want to know what the plan is? in order to get Jackson moving, in order to get Hinds County, the state of Mississippi, and to get America moving, all we need to do is focus on something bigger than ourselves. And you know what has been happening since time immemorial, since Adam was put up out of the Garden of Eden, him and Eve? They had to be concerned with tomorrow and what was good for the kids. If you want to save Jackson, all you got to do is get rid of all these selfish adults. That's the only thing that's wrong with Jackson. You got too many grown folks who are selfish. That's why when I told you the story about the hamburger, about my play mama and Ann Alexander over there on Redmond Avenue, there was so much truth, so much universal spiritual truth in what she was saying. That there was a time when mamas, daddies, wouldn't spend money on themselves. They spend it on their kids. When the white man told them that they couldn't have this for their child, they figured out a way around it. What we have now are just men and women who happen to be black, who can't maneuver around obstacles. They just get bogged down and they just break down crying. They weak men and women. I don't like that. And that's all this elected official who's taking this. This guy been down there 40, 50 years doing what he's doing. And yet he ain't offering no answer. He trying to flex and floss to show I can deliver the votes. And he can deliver the votes. Brother, he been delivering them for 40 years. And look, I ain't mad at you, bro. Do what you do. All I'm saying is, bro, we could fix this. This stuff ain't no secrets to fixing this thing. All you need to do is do what's best for the kids. If you do what's best for the kids, you're doing what's best for the future. And if you do what's best for property values, you can fund the future. Ain't nothing complicated about it. They don't want to do it. I'm going to give you two examples. Superintendent Green here in the city of Jackson Public Schools. Don't take this personal, Brother Green. But giving teachers absolute control of their classroom doesn't cost a dime. But why is it important? Because number one, you're creating an environment where teachers feel like, I don't mind going to work today because I can close my door and I can control that environment. But Superintendent Green and the school board and the U.S. District Court, they want to leave that bad child in that classroom of 25 disrupting a 45-minute classroom so 25 people don't get a lesson. And I'm saying, let's just let one child not get that lesson and let that one child be the sole concern of all these white shirts down there in the administration. They don't want it because now they got to prove what they talk about. They don't want that. So what we're trying to do is cut down the number of juvenile delinquents out of that 25 students. They don't give a damn about that. So if we got 24 kids that got their lesson who don't become a juvenile delinquent, we got one less juvenile delinquent. They don't want that. They want that one disruptive child to be left in the classroom. It don't cost us nothing. But who is that one disruptive child? That one disruptive child is the child acting a damn fool at the mall. He's the one shooting up the party. And we had a chance to nip it in the bud. But they won't do it. Why? Because the ideal came from a conservative. The ideal came from somebody who's not approved by the white Democrat Party. And then these black men running around there with their thumbs in their vest trying to act like they got balls. Negro, please. This is what's going to go on for the next year. They don't want that. And like I said before, bro, y'all can plot and plan all day long to keep me from winning. I don't care because I don't have to win. You got to defend it. Because once I throw that word out there, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about dropping on seeds. You can't deal with these seeds I'm going to be dropping, brother. I'm going to give you an example when we come back. What happened in the Mississippi legislature is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You got black folks holding black folks back. And they all have that same damn label. Goes back to the NAACP. Listen to me when I come back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Monday. Glad to be back here in the studio. Folks, I'm not going to be found wrong about the things you hear me say. I'm a student of history. I'll be studying these things. Now, the legislature has been debating on whether or not they should change the way schools or school district are funded and how the allocations will go, yada, yada, yada. The House version was the Inspire Act this year, and this Inspire Act has been tried a couple times over the last 3 years, three attempts to pass it, and it has not made it past the Senate. Senate has their own version. Excuse me. But at this point, it's not certain what's going to happen. I think it's still alive, hanging by a thread. It could be revived. They got all these little backstops and legislative maneuvers they can do. But my friend, Robert Johnson, state representative out of Natchez, he opposes the Inspire Act. And he has his reason. And, you know, I can go along with some of the things his concerns with. But here's something that he said. Him and Derek Simmons is a senator in the, he's a senator, rather, in the Black Caucus in the Senate. I think he's Willie's son. I don't know. I think he's Willie's son. Both of them are opposing. Derek is opposing it in the House. In the Senate, and Robert's opposing it in the House. Their reasoning is what gets me. Here's an article written in Magnolia Tribune, and these comments are attributed to Representative Robert Johnson. So if they're not his, he can always clear the record. One Democrat, unconvinced though, is House Democratic Leader Robert Johnson. He opposes the Inspire Act and all three attempts to pass it this session. Democrat Leader Johnson and Simmons, both longtime advocates for increased education funding overall, are now content to settle for tweaks to the original MAEP instead of entertaining the Inspire Act as a replacement formula. Their arguments against the House plan, as stated on Wednesday, is due to who is supporting the act, the Inspire Act. It doesn't sit right with us to throw out MAEP while we watch the Center for Public Policy empower Americans. There's three organizations that they have problems with. Center for Public Policy, the Empower group, they are advocate on education and prison reform, and the Americans for Prosperity, who you hear on Tuesday mornings here at WIAB, and the governor. Groups and individuals who have never stood with Mississippi Public Schools except when it's politically expedient. Well, that's not true. Because they advocate so hard for the Inspire Act, we're concerned. Johnson and Simmons stated, with the governor and these organizations suddenly on board with serving communities they have long been content to ignore, that's not true. It's disingenuous. It's impossible not to fear that this formula may open the door to dangerous policies we may not yet see. Folks, Greenville, where Derek Simmons is from, has one of the worst school districts in the damn state. Natchez is not far behind. But you see how cavalier these black lawyers are who get in these legislatures. I'm willing to bet you $10 to a dime their kids didn't go to public schools. $10 to a dime. Now, all of a sudden, it's public schools that's the big deal. Our kids are not getting, you know what? They're changing the formula to graduate. I think they're going to go with, they're trying to go with the ACT scores or ATC type testing to get kids. In other words, they're trying to increase, quote unquote, the numbers of kids who can get a diploma. Get out of there with a sheepskin, whether they know anything or not. But they're trying to increase the number. That's important to understand. They ain't saying everybody's going to be better off, but they're going to try to increase the number, which is admirable. I got no problem with that. But I want you to understand, Derek and Robert, in my estimation, they ain't trying to increase the numbers. They're trying to maintain public schools, which in and of itself ain't a problem. But the public schools are failing our kids. Same way with Judge, I mean, Superintendent Green and the Jackson Public School Board. It's always some nebulous, abstract concept that they're pursuing. Oh, we got to have public education. What the hell does that mean? We have to have educated citizens. They're not interested in that because their allegiance is to these organizations. Now, Derek is a NAACP board member or attorney for him. He's affiliated with NAACP in his past, just like Carlton Reeves. And they carry that with it. They carry that elite. Ain't nothing wrong with it, brother. We all ain't no different being a member of a frat or a sorority. I understand it. But damn it, it goes back to what I just said at the beginning of this hour. We need to have an overarching concern, which is should be our kids. Whatever's best for them. That's what's best for the public education. That's what's best for the NAACP. This is where black people are failing at. If it were not for these organizations that he just named, Americans for Prosperity, Empower, Center for Public Policy, the governor and the former governor, we wouldn't have kids being forced to be tested for their ability to read at grade level, which is good for kids, which is good for society. The Robert Johnson and Derek Simmons were the ones who are opposing that kind of advancement, all because they're concerned with public education. They're not concerned with an individual child. And let me tell you who those kids are. When I was riding around Mobile, and I'm looking at all these nice restaurants and things like that, and then camped outside were some kids, grown adults who were once kids who didn't get their lessons, who didn't learn how to function in society, didn't get any life skills, can't read or write. Kim, you're just assuming that thing. Okay, yeah. They're just sitting out there homeless for the hell of it. No. There is a direct line between what Robert Johnson is doing, the NAACP, the Black Caucus. They are holding the black community back for a fistful of dollars. Do you realize? I believe they get $250 from the educational establishment, these people who support the MAAP and the teachers union and all that religiously. I think they get a $250 a year stipend. I mean, they put some money in the tip jar. And yet every year the Black Caucus goes down to the legislature. They ain't got nothing written down to advance our schools. They go with whatever somebody put out there, or they oppose whatever somebody put out there, but they don't have anything written down for themselves. And I'm willing to bet you $10 to a donut, you could count on one finger, and you break the finger off in segments, the number of bills that are actually written, handwritten, well, not necessarily handwritten, but written out of the minds of a black legislature. And there ain't nothing wrong with that in and of itself. But, dude, we ain't getting nothing done. We are in a rut. So when I told you about the teachers having control of the classroom, why it was important, because that one child that's being forced to be kept in that classroom disrupting 24 other kids is the child that's shooting up the mall. Because they're used to being outrageous. And we act like ain't no connection. And then they ride around, well, my kid's doing fine. Matter of fact, that politician that I was telling you about that's riding around, the white guy who's going to be running for mayor, he was up flossing about how good his family doing, how he doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. God bless you. This is America. I love to hear those stories. But you don't have a plan to move the community. In fact, bro, if it ain't about no business, you in it for yourself. That's why I tell people, look, bro, you can't hurt my feelings by rallying to get everybody out to vote. Bro, man, I go down in flames. Heck, I may not even get my own vote. That's fine. But I can guarantee you the mess that you're going to create, you're going to live to regret. We are in a rut as a people. We're in a rut as a city. So if all you doing is vote for me because I'm a great guy or whatever, I'm got a PhD, my parents were pastors and yada, that same old garbage. Bro, look around. Nothing's working. Streetlights. My God, streetlights. Brother, they just upgraded these street lights. Remember they had to upgrade them because of national policy? They put all those long street lights across the intersection. Remember they used to hang out there on wires? Now they got all on. That's just been within the last 10 years. Now all of a sudden everything broke. No, it's called a Negro mess. And all I'm saying to you is, brother, I'm breaking it up at the door. You're not going to be riding around all day in a city car, and your job is to go out and harass people who are trying to make the city work? Uh-uh. No. We're just going in a different direction. They don't want. It's more important that they shut down a conservative than fixing our community. It's more important that they make sure conservatives don't get their way rather than our kids getting education. And then we complain about a school-to-prison pipeline. Folks, we're not serious. Let's take a break. All right. Remind you, folks, two-gun tactical. My good friends over at 667 Casey Lane there in Flowood, Mississippi, would like to remind you the new location is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming along there, folks, at Highway 51 at Lake Harbor. That's the bridge as you go over to Costco there, or they're located right there on that little corner. So, again, check it out. Go to twoguntactical.com. Check out the class offerings. Mother's Day is coming up. Make sure you give the lady of your life the gift certificate for gun training. That's right, folks. They're going to need it. Folks, what I tell you, play at the beginning of the first hour, you need to have a tribe. You need to have some folks you can roll with, and you ladies, you need to be prepared. Because you never know when it's going to break out. We've been pretty good down here in Mississippi, down in the South, where we don't have the problems. But you know what? Memphis is not far away. New Orleans is not far away. And it's just a matter of time before the Democrat kids will be affecting their own stimulus package right here in Jacktown. And, of course, right now it just seems to be the administration who's robbing us blind. But it could very well happen to you. You don't want to roll up to a red light and there is the local let's just say tribe enforcing their own edicts right through there. It's getting that way. Our country is just coming apart at the seams. We're bringing in all these folks. They have no respect for our laws, and then they have no respect for us because we sit up there and let the good life slip through our fingers. It's going to be total chaos. You don't have to believe me, but when you sit back, you sit back and think about it and say, curse it. Kim Wade, he's right again. I know Donut Head will be saying that because he gets irritated when I pointed out to him that gangs were going to be a problem. He said, man, I grew up in a gang. Yeah, right. Gang, what is it? Spanky in the gang, I guess. But anyway, folks, I do want to remind you that Two Gun Tactical does offer the gift certificates. And you can go to twoguntactical.com. I would urge you to do that for $100, I believe, is the cost of the half-day class to get familiar with your firearm and give it to your bride and your girlfriend, your daughter. They're going away to school. Look, don't let your kids go away to school without a firearm, okay? Traveling up and down those highways, don't do that. Don't do that. The world has really changed, and it's getting crazier and crazier. And speaking of that, Two Gun Tactical can help you with the laws and whether or not, you know, if you travel to different states, they can tell you, okay, over there, this is legal, this is not legal. So there's more than just the shooting range. It's more than just gun training. Folks, it's gun education about the legalities, too. So, again, get the total package. Go to twoguntactical.com. All right, there was one other thing. Oh, yeah. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu of Madison, that's located there on Industrial Drive there behind Levi Strauss. This summer, they're getting ready for their bullying camp. So this is getting kids familiar with jiu-jitsu and giving them some skills where they can handle themselves. You know what? I believe wrestling and boxing is two skills. Matter of fact, it'd be a good thing to have. Matter of fact, they do that already at Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Madison. And you can get some boxing classes in there, some wrestling classes, jiu-jitsu. Folks, they do a little bit of judo. They do a little bit of everything over there. You're going to learn something. I encourage you to get your kids in it. They're going to need it to avoid getting bullied in school, okay? And they have one guy. I hadn't seen him in a while. Of course, he's advanced on. He's a little young guy. Well, he's in high school. And he looked like the guy out of, not Animal House. What was that? Yeah, I guess it was Animal House. Flounder. Kind of give me that flavor there. This guy here is pretty good at jiu-jitsu. and he would be one of the guys that somebody would slap his glasses off. I could see him body slamming somebody. And this is what you want. And they got some girls over there that are really tough. Matter of fact, they got some junior high school girls over there. They probably pick you up and body slam you to the pavement. Again, but then again, they're not the aggressors, but they get able to defend themselves. So just get it in mind. They have some classes coming up. You might want to check them out online. They're on Facebook, Gracie South. Excuse me, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Madison on Industrial Drive. So just check it out. Or just look up Houston Cottrell. He is the sensei over there, black belt guy. He's pretty good. So check it out. I want to throw a shout out to him. Make sure you guys get your kids ready for that, okay? Now, what I was saying earlier about the Robert Johnson and folks, we just have adults, people my age and younger and older, who are just looking out for themselves. They can say what they can deny it all they want. Our kids are running amok, and kids don't know what's normal, but what we're showing them or not showing them. So the question is, why wouldn't we take control of our classroom? The goal is try to, and you know, this is what I'm talking about. We need to cut down the number of juvenile delinquents we're pouring into society every year. And part of that is getting control of the classroom. It doesn't cost any money. So it goes back to the question, why won't black leadership do it? I'm telling you, it's because of the NAACP, which when it was going broke was bailed out by the AFL-CIO and a lot of these gay groups bailed them out. So they're beholden to that. So anything dealing with union, which is going to be the teachers union in this particular case, they're going to defer to them. The teachers union is all for the public education. And you know what? We're not against public education. Public education is against our kids. And yet we don't have the black men who will say, whoa, 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 whoa. These kids ain't getting educated here. We got a problem. Now, the same white lawyer groups that will go to the district court to sue on behalf of these bad kids who don't want to be in the classroom anyway, to make sure that they get to stay in school and disrupt the entire order of the classroom and the school. When those kids subsequently get involved with crimes that have them languishing in jails for the rest of their life, those same white lawyer groups ain't nowhere around to defend them. Now, you will find some white lawyers who will come if they've been jailed illegally or improperly or framed, who will do the lawyer project thing and get them out. But very few blacks do that. This is why I keep saying, folks, black folks full of crap. This generation is full of crap. The evidence is all around us. They said that I'm putting down black people for saying this. No, I'm saying what needs to be said. That's why what I do here at WYAB, 2 hours a day, is needed. You may not understand why I'm doing it, but they understand it. That's why they're lying. That's why when I come and leave my card on your door to talk to you and you don't call me back, bruh, I'm just understanding the landscape. I understand. Because you know what? I ain't coming over there to ask you for your vote. I ain't coming over to ask you for no money. I'm coming over to tell you what I intend to do. But see, you don't want to hear it because you think I'm threatening you as a minority set-aside guy. You think that I ain't black enough. You think that I'm too conservative. But you ain't got no results. You don't have any results. I ain't got to go along with what you're trying to do. You got 40 years of failure. And you want us to continue on with it. So I'm telling you, get your crew together. Talk about me. Say my name. Kim Wade. I don't have a middle name. Kim Wade. Say it. Say my whole name. Tell them what a bad guy I am. Tell them I'm conservative. Tell them I'm a Trump supporter. Make it clear. Because I'm going to say the same thing. I ain't running from it. I want you to defend your set-aside crap and tell us why we're in this position. Let's take a break. All right. right. I don't hear anything. All right. The final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. The question before the church is, why are black people doing this? Why are black leaders doing what they're doing? This is why I'm saying, why can't you just evaluate the ideals and say, okay, this is good. They are rejecting things that work simply because of who's bringing it. Brother, our community is in a rut. But it's because they themselves are being aggrandized. They themselves believe that they are the prototype Negroes that once they got in those positions, screw everybody else. Folks, look around. I'm not making this up. There's a direct correlation between that child who's disrupting the classroom and that child that's shooting up the mall. And they act like it is none. But they can find every damn connection to white supremacy. Institutional racism. Y'all are full of crap. You just don't want to be responsible. Look at how, like I told you, when these LGBT folks, the Pete Buttigiegs and all these other folks, when they get in their directorships and head of these agencies, don't they push their agenda? But when blacks get in there, what do? Not a damn thing, but feather their own nest. They don't make, where did the crazy check come from? The crazy check didn't come through an act of Congress. It was a rule change through Social Security. A rule change. Somebody who was head of that organization decided, you know what, we're going to destabilize these communities by giving a 16-year-old child $1,000, and that child had no concept of what $1,000. They thinking they can get their own apartment, and then you got three generations struggling now. The mother and father, the child who had the baby, and the baby. These devils, that's why I keep saying they are keepers of the keys. This is why you need theologians in your community sprinkled amongst these popcorn preachers. Somebody to speak into their lives. These folks, just everybody got a doctorate behind their name. Don't mean anything. The evidence is everywhere that you don't have any power. Skeevers. You don't have any power. I asked the question, why won't they do something that don't cost a dime? Because they don't have permission. These are Negroes who have been freed out of a smaller box, and they're running around inside of a big box, but they're still enclosed. Why, when they get in these positions, yeah, they do the minority contractor thing, make sure their boys get hooked up because they're getting the kickback. I understand all that. Brother, why ain't things getting better? And what I'm saying to you, we need to have a marriage. And James Covington makes the point in his book, From Civil Rights to Civil Rights. Folks, we need to bring in the tax attorney, the CPAs. All these blacks got all this money. But so many of them don't invest because they got the money in a manner they can't even tell nobody about. And then the brothers who got the money, the Mayweathers, the LeBrons, they buying Maybach. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Enjoy your life. But we need to be able to present them folders and binders just like the illegals. Present it to the black caucus. Look, this is what we want. Here's the bands. Here's 10 bands right here. This is what we want. Black folks, we ain't got no money to give them. But we gave them our votes on the strength that they was going to do something for us, and they got down there and sold us out. And I come along, I'm saying, bro, there's a way forward. And you hate what I'm saying simply because I'm saying it. Not evaluating on whether or not it will work, because you ain't interested in what works. You're interested in what makes you a good Democrat. You're a weak man. You're a ballless man. I can't stand a weak man. You need a boot up your backside. If you're scared, say it and quit shaking and faking and talking about free the land. They stealing from us, brother. Now, again, I may not even get my own vote, but y'all going to have to deal with this message for the next 12 months. You don't want me on your debate stage. You don't want this smoke. You don't want this dog. Going to take a break. Be back in 22 hours. Who loves you? Radio Strongman.
Uh-uh.